Greyfriars, it is a life of innocence. It's as things should be. It's no good saying they are exactly like that, because we know they're not. But it's as things should be and might be. And the more you impress that upon the reader's mind, the more things are likely to be like that. George Orwell said somewhere, throughout the whole range, there's no mention of sex. Well, of course, there shouldn't be. You don't want to put that into young heads. They're doing too much of that now, and the result is juvenile delinquency. No. Don't like juvenile delinquents. There have been occasional bad characters who fell to temptation, but they were soon got rid of. The fact is, I can't draw a character that is thoroughly bad in any way whatever. I believe in the use of the cane at school. I don't quite see how boys, real boys, could ever be kept in order without it. Because occasionally a fellow gets what they call a book and has to write out a whole book of Virgil. But that's very rare, only for very serious offences. Smoking is bad. You mustn't smoke. Well, boys ought not to smoke. It stunts their growth. I think it's a very good thing to impress upon young readers that they shouldn't smoke. The sight of a boy of 15 smoking a cigarette is an absurdity. Drink never comes into the stories at all. Well, I've been a teetotaler except for whiskey, brandy, various kinds of wine, especially Moselle. But my wine-bibbing days are long over. I like a spot of brandy, going to bed. That's all. You see, the necessities of life are no 2 guineas a bottle.